Now, will you notice verse 23? The Lord said unto him, Peace be unto thee, fear not, thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord and called it Jehovah Shalom. Unto this day it's yet in Ophrah of the Abiezrites. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Take thy father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old, throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that's by it, and build an altar unto the Lord thy God upon the top of this rock in the ordered place, and take the second bullock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which thou shalt cut down. Then Gideon took 10 men of his servants, and did as the Lord had said unto him, and so it was, because he feared his father's household and the men of the city, that he could not do it by day, that he did it by night. You see, he's a coward. He obeyed God, but he wouldn't do it in the daytime. He went out and did it at night, and no one was sure who did it. And they began to make inquiry. In verse 29, they said one to another, Who hath done this thing? When they inquired and asked, they said, Gideon the son of Joash hath done this. And so they were just about ready to take this man out and skin him alive, by the way. But now God's going to use him, and God delivers him. And he's beginning to train him now. And in verse 34, we're told, But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he blew a trumpet, and Abiezer was gathered after him. And the blowing of the trumpet meant war. And the minute that he did it, you know what happened? He got cold feet again, and he's just about ready to back out. So God established here with Gideon the first dew line, by the way. We have a dew line up in the north. Well, here's a dew line here. And the dew line here was, he put out a fleece, and it's to be dew on it. Then he put it out, and it's not to be dew on it. And this is the test that God made. How gracious God was to this man.